Okay, Parsha B'Shalach. We're going to do two short pieces that both have to do with the concepts of Emunah and Bitachon, the concepts of Schar Va'Onesh and davening and relying on Hashem, and Hashem playing a role in the world and taking care of us and knowing what's going on. And you'll see how he gets these ideas from the Parsha. It's really fascinating, and in retrospect, it seems he's clearly right that this is what's going on. Because look, we're starting on the top of the first page. The Pesukim say, "Vayesuk kol adad bnei Yisrael miyud bar sin, v'maseyam al pi Hashem, v'yachanu b'rfedim, v'ein mayim l'shtod ha'am." So they're traveling, and they have no water. V'yarev ha'am m'moshe, they start to fight with Moshe. V'yomro tznu lanu mayim l'shtod, give us water to drink. Vayomer lahem Moshe, mati ruuni mati, why are you fighting with me? Matinasun et Hashem, why are you trying Hashem? So we refer to these people who are a part of this conflict as the minasim. They are people who are testing Hashem. And then the next pasuk says, Vayitzma shama am lemayim. Vayalan am al Moshe, vayomer lamazel, itanu yitzayim lamiroti vipanayim vipnevetzama. Then they were thirsty, and they complained, "We're going to die if you don't. You know, why did you bring us here to have us die of thirst?" And Vayitzak Moshe al Hashem, Moshe davens to Hashem. But look at the sequence of events that we have here. We have first they had no water, and they complained, and then they were thirsty. Did you catch that distinction? What was the difference? They didn't need water right away when they didn't have water. First they didn't have water, and then they were thirsty. It says in the Tziv, we're on page 2, Pasuk Gimel, Vayitzma shama am lamayim, higia onesh ha-nasim, the people who tested Hashem got their due punishment. Shehisigam tzimaon me-me-met, they actually became thirsty. Okay, netnan sheli masechet peya. Masechet Peah deals with the laws of having to leave over the corner of your field for poor people. So poor people, it's in other words, it's the laws of tzedakah. So the Mishnah there says that people who take Peah, this is true about all tzedakah, like a chicha Peah or any other form of tzedakah. But if you take tzedakah and you shouldn't, Misha eino tzarich litol v'notel, eino meit min hazikna, you won't die of old age, until you first need tzedakah. If you take tzedakah and you don't need, you're going to end up needing tzedakah. And in addition, we have a Gemara in Ketubo, Daf Samechet, that says, Hamesamed eino v'metzabe kreso. You paint your stomach or do something to your stomach to make yourself look like you're hungry. Or you do something to your eye to make yourself look blind, so that people will give you tzedakah that isn't really due to you. Eino niftar min olam ad sheyavo lidei kach. You won't die until that comes true. So too, he says, kach higia lakovlim al tzimaon b'chinam yigal lidei kach. So these people who complained about thirst when they weren't really thirsty ended up thirsty. Sometimes in our world, you definitely don't get punished right away. Sometimes we don't see that the guy got punished. Okay, you might know that this guy was a con man and acted like he had a broken leg and walked around on crutches, and he can go his whole life without having leg pain, and you're like, wait, that didn't come true. But somehow he got his due, this world, the next world. But sometimes it's literally true that it's in this world. But it might not be instantaneous. But Masha Inkim Bamidbar, while they were in the desert, B'makom Gilo Shechina, where the Shechina's presence was palpably felt constantly, Higia Din Miyad, so they were immediately punished. Okay, so right away they said, hey, there's no water. You complained there was no water? You're going to need water. I was just reading a shut of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, who's the son-in-law of Rav Yashif. That's all. Okay, so let's not confuse that. So a person asked, it was a scary story. He got himself like a handicapped parking sticker. and a designated parking spot in front of his home without being handicapped. And I don't know, a few months after, like 6 months after, a year after, he became handicapped. So he was asking Rav Zilberstein how he should do tshuva. So whatever he answered is less of a... than to me, this was this Gemara, this pasuk, this story coming to life. Now, it's not always like that. We know tons of jerks and liars and frauds in the world, and we don't see it so clearly that he gets their due justice. But this is one of the Yesodot of Emunah of Schar Va'Onesh. And Hashem knows what's going on in the world. And people who complain for the wrong reason will end up complaining, will end up with that reason. The Gemara says, for example, when the Meraglim came back. So what was the date that the Meraglim came back, according to the Gemara? It was Tisha B'Av. So the Meraglim come back and said about, you want to bring us to Eretz Yisrael where all these giants and they're going to destroy us? And Hashem says, L'chinam, you cried for no reason. Eretz Yisrael is really a great place. You cry for no reason on this day? I'm going to give you a reason to cry on this day. And that's the day that became Tisha B'Av, meaning it was already that date, but it became... got its significance years later with the destruction of the Batei Mikdash. Okay, now we're on page 3. And Moshe named the place where they were for this whole discussion. Vayikra Shem Makom Masam Riva. He named that town or locale Masam Riva, the place of testing and fighting. Al-Riv B'nai Yisrael, where B'nai Yisrael fought, Ba'anasotam et Hashem, where they tested Hashem, Le'mor, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu imayin, is Hashem with us or not? So this pasuk clearly needs a good explanation. It says in the Netziv, we're on page 4 now, in the middle of the page, about the same spot where we were on page 2, right in the middle of the page, Hadavar Pelech, Eich Nistrapku, how could they really be in doubt if Hashem is with them? Achrei Rawam Amud Eish, they have a pillar of fire, Va'anan, and a pillar of cloud. Vodhar Bein Nisim, they saw so many miracles. Everybody knows who was performing these miracles. It was Hashem. And the pasuk already says, now they really believed it was Hashem, and Moshe was the one doing it. Meaning Moshe was not doing it of his own whim. He was just acting as Hashem's emissary, implementer. So they already believed in him. So how can they come 10 minutes later and be like, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu? Is Hashem with us? Omanam yesh hazeh shnei ofanim tzodkim. There are two ways in which this is right. Chado, sheyadu heitev shekayit Hashem oleichim amos anisim. They knew Hashem was walking with them and performing miracles. Aval kozeh eino elo ba'od Moshe chai v'kayam. It could be that why were they getting these miracles from Hashem? B'schut Moshe. Now, as long as Moshe's with us, Hashem's going to keep performing miracles for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu molich l'yamin Moshe zro tifarto. Kadosh Baruch Hu is at Moshe's right hand side. Avalola olam chosin Moshe kayam yisrael. Moshe won't live forever. Va'anu mechuyavim la'amin shegam b'li nisim niglim haKadosh Baruch Hu v'hashgachato shoreh b'kirbeinu. This is very important. I'm going to read that line again. Gam, I lost the line though. Anu mechuyavim la'amin shegam b'li nisim niglim haKadosh Baruch Hu v'hashgachato shoreh b'kirbeinu. We must believe that even without open miracles, Hashem is watching us and is among his hashkacha is among us, taking care of us, knowing what's going on. They were unsure whether Hashem is among them without Moshe. Is he also paying attention to us when things seemingly are following their natural course rather than via open miracles? And that was why specifically at that time where they had that doubt, they were punished again with Amalek. Amalek attacked them bidiyuk at the time where they were seemingly doubting whether Hashem can help them, whether Hashem can help them derech hateva. They then had to fight a battle. They had to fight a battle and they were losing. B'derech HaTeva. And it was only with the tefillos and davening that they were able to use Yad Hashem in order to defeat Amalek. That was one doubt they had. Sheni nistapkum yodei Hashem asher bekirbam. Whether Hashem knows what's going on with them. Im tzmeim heim olo. Hashem, does he know that we're thirsty? As the Midrash Rabbah explains this pasuk, not Hashem, Hayesh Hashem Rekirbenu is b'me'ayim shalanu, in our intestines. Meaning, does he know that we're hungry or thirsty? Does he know what's going on with us? The two of them are related. He knows what's going on. He can, of course, fix it because his way of. He's not just watching in order to take notes. He's watching in order to control and help and fix. Even though the help may not come through an open miracle. So we see in this one story, the continuation, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, all the same story with the water and testing Hashem. We see they were punished for their doubting Hashem with the Milchamet Amalek. They were punished with the complaint about not having water, with suddenly needing water. The message of Hashem's Hashkacha, Hashem carefully watching us and correcting us, should be true, just like the Netziv says. Right then, they were thirsty and immediately they became, meaning they said they were thirsty and they were, and immediately they became thirsty, there was instantaneous. Now we don't have that Shechina living us, among us directly so, such that we're instantaneously punished. Sometimes it comes ador zikna, like the first Netziv said, and sometimes it comes right away, and sometimes it's clear to us. But the Amuna and Bitachon we have to have, that Hashem is watching us and does not know what's going on and knows that we're thirsty or whether we're thirsty. That Amuna we do have to have. We have to have that same Amuna that should prevent us from sinning, should prevent us from lying and tricking and thievery, because as the Netziv actually finishes, this is why Parshat Amalek is also related to the false weights. Where else does Parshat Amalek appear? In Parshat Kitetzeh. So right there also appears not to have two sets of weights. Why shouldn't you have two sets of weights? Because you're going to make money and the guy won't know that you're cheating him, but Hashem knows. That same Hashkacha of Hashem knows what's going on. It's the message of Amalek. It's the message of these Netziv. So we should all remember Hashem's Hashkacha. We could take advantage of that. Daven, realize that he's with us. Let it be our guiding light. But at the same time, we have to take that as the great responsibility that it is. Thanks for listening.